Antoine, I get the feeling this is going to get ugly quickly here.
Yeah, I think it's going to start ugly like, from the jump. Mm-hmm.
The beginning of the conversation.
Yep,
what's
because
well, I'll
tell you. You. You use, that's what's going to happen. You. K92 morning things.
One. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
That's a fair point.
Yes, you. That's what's going to happen. You're Mike.
Yeah, one gotta go is something we're going to present four iconic parts of a topic.
Yeah.
And one of them's gotta go.
Yeah. And you remember how great it was, but you can never experience it again.
So you even you yearn for it.
You're like, you'd be sitting there with it removed and be like, man, you remember.
God, it would have been so nice to have that.
It would be nice to have had that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not one where it's zapped from your memory like Men in Black and you didn't even know you had it. This is the one that got away.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's gone.
All right. And so this time we're going to do Super Bowl traditions because this is Super Bowl week.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl being next Sunday. Well, Kansas City Chiefs with 49ers. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this Sunday coming up. So I feel like there are, and Zach and I had a conversation about this. There are iconic traditions with the Super Bowl. Like, it makes the Super Bowl. That's what makes the Super Bowl the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and
man.
People have requested for it to be a holiday and everything like that. Zach, you take Monday off.
I do.
Day after the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you guys knew this, because there's some, what is it, Fox is trying to bite on it, giving it some sort of name, Super Monday or something like that. I've seen the commercials. Oh, no. This has been International Zach Jackson Day for over a decade. So if you would like to celebrate International Zach Jackson Day,
yes,
I'll be celebrating. It's not a paid holiday, not yet. Next Monday, yeah, I ain't coming to work.
All right, so we are going to break down the Super Bowl into four parts. And you have to get rid of one of them.
Okay.
All right. One has to go. Is it the game itself?
The actual game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So no football be played. Or the commercials. The commercials in between the game. The commercials that they pay millions of dollars to play during that
Lots
game.
Lots of money.
Or is it the food and the drinks during the game? Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, okay. Monica. Or is it the gathering of people, so the Super Bowl party.
One has to go.
One has to go. The game, the commercials, the food and beverages, or the party itself.
And I feel like
now you could watch it with people that already live in your house.
There's
not
gross.
A Super Bowl party then, but that's it. It's just you and the kids.
Okay.
I don't even like those people. Oh my
God.
Now the game, the reason that we're watching TV, the commercials so expensive, the food, the wings, and the drinks. Or the camaraderie of having your friends over laughing and joking. Maybe you're playing some games, some adult games while watching it.
What kind of Super Bowl party are you having?
I meant flip cup.
I'll bring the pineapples.
I meant beer.
There we go. Yeah.
Well, you know, because I was talking about having a girl's Super Bowl party.
Monica, don't say anything. Monica, don't say something stupid, Monica.
She's going to say it. I know she is.
Going to say.
Monica, I'm going to throw something at you.
The game.
I knew it.
The game.
Because we were talking about it. I don't know if we'll have the game on or if it just be like in the background. We might change the channel to something else.
You can't get rid of the
and
game.
We'll have
the game.
You can't get rid of the game. And I'll tell you why.
You get 2 minutes of the game, the halftime show, and another 2 minutes.
But without the game, there's no reason to gather in the first place.
Can we get a taste of the game?
None of these other things happen without the game.
Without the game.
The game is the only thing that allows you where it's socially acceptable to drink at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday.
But if we have the game on, or can we turn the game? Is there a point where we can just turn the game off?
The end.
Yeah, when it's over. When we know who won.
We start the party with the game, and then we say, okay, we're not paying attention to the game.
No, you can't start the party with the game because you're getting rid of the game.
The game just disappears. Because we're talking.
And so the game consists.
Let's turn on music.
Just so you know, the game consists of the halftime show as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know that.
Oh.
For the record, it consists. Because there would be no halftime show without the game. Then you just turn into a concert.
You know what? I'm going to make one modification because the easy answer everyone's going to say at this point is the commercials. Or just say, forget it. I hate commercials anyway.
Not for me, but go ahead.
Okay, interesting. I was going to put the halftime show in with the commercials. So if you get rid of the commercials, you lose the halftime show also.
All right, that's fine.
Yep, because it really is one big commercial for like Pepsi or something. So yeah, we'll put that one in there to make that decision a little bit harder. Huh. Monica's getting rid of the game.
So on Sunday, we're going to have the game on.
Yes, or go somewhere else.
Don't sound so defeated.
It's a Super Bowl party with parts of the game.
Again, if you don't have that, what is your excuse to have people come over on a random Sunday anyway? Jersey Shore, not going to work. And bye-bye to one. Go. part of the Super Bowl.
And she got rid of the game.
Jeez.
The game itself. The reason that everything else happens.
I mean, this is like, we were doing it for Christmas. She's like, Jesus, just get him out. Get, rid get of him out. Can't do it anymore.
He is the reason for the season.
Okay. The four on the table again.
All right. It is the game. Oh, Lord. The game, the commercial slash halftime show.
Yeah, we lumped them both in.
The food and beverages, or the gathering of people.
Now, I would think the easy one to me is to just say the commercials. Like, okay. Forget it. The commercials, they're on YouTube now anyway. They're all on there right now. Mm-hmm. So, but Antoine, you have an argument for the commercials.
Yes, I love the commercials. That's my second favorite part of that Sunday of Super Bowl are the commercials. Like, I won't even, because Zach, you just said a bunch of the commercials on YouTube right now. I will not watch them.
Interesting.
I want to watch them when they are to be presented, which is during the Super Bowl. Like, okay. I don't want, the Super Bowl starts roughly 6:30, goes till 10.
Yep.
I don't want anybody talking from 6:30 to 10. I want to listen to the broadcast of the game, and I want to listen to the commercials.
Talk is for the kitchen.
Yes,
you go somewhere else.
Out there.
Talk is for the kitchen. Yeah, that's a tough one, because I would argue, I think it's easy to say the commercials, but the amount of hype and money surrounding the commercials sort of makes the day what it is, and it would not be as such a big money-making event were it not for your advertising friends. You know, without them, advertising makes the world go around, okay? I don't care. You can complain all you want. So, oh, I hate commercials. I'm not going to support them. You have to. You have to because you get nothing without it.
Real quick, how much do you think it costs for a 30-second commercial during the Super Bowl on average? Real quick.
Oh, gosh.
$4 million.
$4 million for Zach. What do you think?
Probably $7
million. $7 million. $5.6 million for a 30-second commercial this Super Bowl.
How much for two? One. I get half a second. Can I get half? 10,000.
Morning thing.
just real quick.
So just so you know.
52353. Which one are we getting rid of? Carmen and Pulaski, throw it all away. The Saints aren't playing.
Who that? Not them.
Somebody else. I agree. Get rid of the game. There's a couple of people. They want to get rid of the gathering of the people because there's less cleanup, less food to prepare, all of those things.
That's what I'm getting rid of.
But you're just sitting.
Nope, that's what I'm getting rid of. I'm getting rid of the people.
That's what I've done the last few years because I can't watch with the Patriots. When your team is in the Super Bowl, people are a serious annoyance.
It's so annoying,
You need to be able to watch the game, and you want to be – it's so hype, and you're so nervous. It's crazy. It is crazy to sit there and be as nervous as you are about a stinking game that you actually have no vested interest in when push comes to shove. Patriots win. Oh, Tom Brady, he gets all sorts. I don't get nothing.
Nope. No.
Patriots lose. Tom Brady goes to Fiji the next day. So here I am all sad and depressed at work, and that guy's at the beach.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, there's no reason for me to be as emotionally involved, and yet you are.
Yeah.
And so you don't want other people around because they're watching you the whole time. Every time something bad happens, they're like,
oh, breathe. Breathe, Zach.
Is Zach going to be okay?
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Breathe, Zach.
Yeah,
breathe.
And the talking. There's the talking.
I'm getting rid of the people. Give me the food, give me the commercials, give me the game, give me the halftime show, get rid of the people.
But you know what? This year I'm so excited to, I don't
you
know,
finally
see
get
some
the people.
I'm legit excited.
You're ready for the
people. You're getting rid of the commercials.
I don't care about I think I am. I'm getting rid of the commercials.
But that means you're getting rid of J-Lo and Shakira this year.
It's going to be boring anyway.
I don't care.
You.
Put it on mute. It's J-Lo and Shakira.
I can watch J-Lo on the internet anytime I want. I can just, you know what? At halftime, we'll watch Hustlers for 15 minutes. Okay? What do we need the halftime show for?
Wow,
so
we're all getting rid of something different.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to talk about what Monica's getting rid of.
I don't. That was that one year where I just went to Walmart.
That's right, you did.
I don't like you. God, I hate you so much.
And Walmart's like, what are you doing here?
No, I was there, yeah.
People at Walmart were like, hey, do you want to wear this vest so I can go watch the game?
They're all gathered in the TV section, just hanging out.
So everyone's just watching.
Walmart would be a great place to have a party. Get your groceries and over here. Just drag a couch
just
over.
Sit there.
Sit down. Everything you need.
You're terrible.
And then, of course, a customer shows up. And they're like, oh,
crap.
Forget it. Okay, so we've agreed on nothing. That's where we're at on this. We're all going to do this.
We agreed that the food and beverages will definitely stay.
Food and drinks stays.
Yep, that will stay.
Everything else, we have no idea.